Welcome back to The Comfy Chairs, where we explore what it means to lead with empathy, curiosity, and courage. Today, we're talking about emotional intelligence, or EQ, and why it's not just a nice to have, but a critical leadership capability. We'll walk through the four dimensions of emotional intelligence, from self-awareness to relationship management, and explore how empathy weaves through all of them. If you've ever wondered why leadership sometimes fails, even when the model looks good on paper, well, this conversation is for you. Here's today's question. What is emotional intelligence, and why is it critical for effective leadership? Last week, I attended a three-day intensive for small business owners. While the event was focused on marketing, the topic of hiring and leading employees came up. Our speaker shared five common leadership styles: authoritative, democratic, laissez-faire, transformational, and transactional. The audience lit up. Everyone had a story, a personal example about a leader during their own career who tried, failed, or otherwise embodied the worst of each style. I couldn't help but comment on one of these stories. That's not transactional leadership. That's incompetence. I tell you this little anecdote to tell you why emotional intelligence is so critical. It's because being an incompetent leader is easy, shockingly so. But being effective with any style takes effort. Emotional intelligence is the lever that turns your effort into impact. So what is it exactly? In the simplest terms, emotional intelligence, or EQ, is possessing the dual ability to monitor and manage your emotions and relationships. There is a massive body of work exploring the concept since its inception, which is credited to Daniel Goleman in his book Primal Leadership. I won't spend much more time on an in-depth definition of EQ for this reason. I'll just add that I view two aspects of emotional intelligence as foundational skills and mindsets for all leaders: awareness and empathy. Without these sister traits, you will struggle to lead anything, starting with you. And this is just one reason that EQ is critical to leadership effectiveness. It begins with self-awareness that matures to self-management. You see, there are typically four areas used to describe EQ: self-awareness, self-management, awareness of others, and relationship management. I'm going to walk us through each to illustrate why they matter, highlighting why a lack of each facet impedes leadership effectiveness. So self-awareness is the foundation of emotionally intelligent leadership. Without it, we experience what I describe as leading like a bull in a china shop. Low or no awareness is like not knowing how much impact you have in your environment. Do you take up a lot of metaphorical space? Or are you present only as an absence, never available when your team needs you? Do you understand the power you wield as a leader and use it wisely? Or do you create chaos with every move? This is just one way to think about a leader's self-awareness, and it helps illustrate why it matters. Your self-awareness allows you to see and understand how others experience you. And because leadership only exists in the presence of followers, the experience of others matters. Moreover, without awareness, you cannot manage yourself. Let's take a look at one example to understand this. Say you are prone to monopolizing the conversation in team meetings. We've all done it. But an unaware leader doesn't even pause to consider the possibility. Well, a leader with self-awareness will observe herself and realize, oh, I'm the only person who's talked in the last 5 minutes. The awareness of this behavior presents a choice: do nothing or make a change. This is self-management. I observe my behaviors and mindsets, and then I use those observations to choose how I behave now, next time, or at some other point. We need leaders who make careful, informed decisions. Using your own behaviors is both an easy starting place for developing this skill and a practice with long-term benefits. But we can't lead others if we are only focused on ourselves, at least not effectively, which is why possessing the skills that extend beyond self-awareness, having full EQ, matters. Rather than turning self-awareness into self-involvement, you can use what you practice, observation and choice making, to evolve beyond the self and focus on others. At its heart, emotional intelligence evolves this toggle-like thinking. In fact, I like to think of EQ as a wave, each crest and valley representing where my attention is focused, up, down, self, others, me, you, back and forth as we work together. I observe myself. Well, I've been talking a long time. Then I observe you. Jane's been looking out the window the whole time. I make a conscious choice to stop talking and I direct my attention to the other person. It can sound like this. Jane, I just realized I've gone on about this topic for more than a little while. I've probably lost your attention, but I would appreciate it if you'd share your thoughts on the matter. To be clear, this is not performative. It's not a passive-aggressive prompt to guilt your team into being involved or to catch them daydreaming. Instead, it is a practice of being present in the moment and using your internal and external senses to gauge how you are feeling, acting, and showing up. Then, because you are the leader, you take the additional step of inviting the other person into the process. And this brings us to the third area of EQ, awareness of others. This is the ability to notice, interpret, and respond to the cues people are giving you, whether through words, silence, tone, even behavior. Imagine a team member who always says, "I'm fine," but whose work quality has dropped. An unaware leader takes the words at face value and moves on. A leader with awareness of others notices the change, remembers the employee normally lights up in meetings, and they know how to check in. Awareness of others is about extending your circle of attention so that the focus isn't only inward. It's about recognizing that leadership is relational. Without this capacity, leaders can easily miss opportunities to intervene, encourage, or simply be present. Finally, relationship management. This is where it all comes together. It's where awareness of self and awareness of others combine to shape how you build trust, resolve conflict, and lead with influence instead of just authority. Think about a moment of giving performance feedback. Without EQ, feedback runs the risk of coming across as criticism or even punishment. With EQ, a leader can pause, regulate their own emotion, tune in to how the other person might receive the message, and communicate with clarity and care. Relationship management is the practice of choosing influence through empathy, respect, and accountability. It is, in many ways, the daily work of leadership. This is why I often say that empathy is the through line of emotional intelligence. So let's define it. Empathy is the ability to notice, understand, and value what another person is experiencing without needing to fix it, judge it, or make it about you. Empathy doesn't mean agreement. It doesn't mean you take on someone else's feelings. What it does mean is you allow yourself to be impacted by another person's reality and experience. It is perspective taking paired with respect. And if you think back to that business intensive I attended, every story that people told about these bad bosses, it came down to this. Those leaders had plenty of authority, but no empathy. That was the missing ingredient. So let's bring this all together. Emotional intelligence has four parts: self-awareness, self-management, awareness of others, and relationship management. Without those, leadership is little more than a title. With them, leadership becomes presence. EQ is not a soft skill. It is, as I've said, the lever that makes your leadership style effective rather than destructive. It is the difference between having authority and having influence. If you're wondering how to start practicing emotional intelligence this week, try this. In your next meeting, pause once and ask yourself two questions. How am I showing up right now? How are others experiencing me? This brief reflection may feel small, but it's the first step toward leading with greater awareness, empathy, and ultimately, greater effectiveness. Thank you for joining me in the comfy chairs today. As we've seen, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. None of leadership is. But it is about being present. EQ is what turns our efforts as leaders into genuine impact, and empathy is the thread that connects us to the people we serve in leadership roles. If this conversation has sparked something for you, I invite you to carry it forward. Ask yourself in your next meeting, how am I showing up and how are others experiencing me? It's a small practice with big effect. And if you're looking to deepen these skills in your workplace, emotionally intelligent learning and development practices are one of the most impactful investments you can make. We'll equip your leaders not just with tools, but with the awareness and empathy to use them. You can always learn more and connect with me at 123limited.com. Until next time, when I'll be back in the comfy chairs with a conversation about questions and learning.